Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group has produced several reviews of the effects of vitamin supplements for pregnant women. Alongside these, in March 2016, researchers from Australia, Brazil and Germany updated the review of taking vitamin A supplementation after birth. One of the team, Christine East from Monash University in Australia, tells us more.
Vitamin A is a common term for a set of fat-soluble substances such as retinol, retinal, retinoic acid, retinol ester, and provitamin A carotenoids. It has an essential role in visual and immune systems, maintenance and proliferation of epithelial cells, growth and physical development, reproduction and gene expression, and throughout pregnancy and lactation. It is available in a variety of foods as either provitamin A or preformed vitamin A. Vegetables such as buriti, carrot, papaya, pumpkin and red palm oil are sources of provitamin A, while human breast milk, dairy products, egg yolks, fish oils and liver are sources of preformed vitamin A. Newborns and infants in many countries can only meet their vitamin A requirements through breastfeeding, and whether this is sufficient depends on the nutritional status and food consumption of their mother. In lactating women with adequate vitamin A status and intake, breast milk concentrations will be enough to meet the baby's needs until they are 6 months old. But in lactating women with vitamin A deficiency, the baby might not get sufficient to build or preserve reserves of this micronutrient in their liver. This raises the question of whether vitamin A supplementation might help, and we set out to answer this in our review. We wanted to evaluate the effects of vitamin A supplementation alone or in combination with other micronutrients such as iron, folic acid, vitamin E for postpartum women on both their health and that of their baby. We included a total of 14 studies that enrolled more than 25,000 women and infant pairs who were living in low-income settings in India, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Tanzania, Gambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Ghana, Peru, and Brazil. These are countries in which the women in the studies were likely to have low vitamin A levels and low nutritional status. However, as we worked through this research, there was no evidence that any dose of vitamin A supplementation for postpartum women improved maternal and infant mortality and morbidity, whether the doses were compared with other doses of supplement, to no treatment, or to a placebo. Although maternal serum and breast milk retinol concentrations improved with supplementation, we found that this did not translate to health benefits for either the women or their babies.
If you would like to see more about this review, the included studies and the findings, simply visit cochranelibrary.com and run a search for postpartum vitamin A.